evening. Say that again. Good evening. It's good to see you all. Thank you all for coming to our Good Friday service tonight. It's so good to actually have people in the room this year. And so we're going to have a time tonight where we remember Christ's sacrifice for us. And so we're going to begin by reading some scripture. This is actually in two different passages from the Gospel of Matthew. We're going to begin in Matthew chapter 26, beginning in verse number 57. The Word of God says this. It says, "Then those who had seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered. And Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And going inside, he sat with the guards to see the end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus that they might put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last two came forward and said, 'This man said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days.' And the high priest stood up and said, 'Have you no answer to make? What is this that these men testify against you?' But Jesus remained silent. And the high priest said to him, 'I adjure you, by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God.' And Jesus said to him, 'You have said so. But I tell you, from now on, you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven.' And then the high priest tore his robes and said, 'He has uttered blasphemy. What further witnesses do we need? You have now heard his blasphemy. What is your judgment?' And they answered him, 'He deserves death.' And then they spit in his face and struck him. And some slapped him, saying, 'Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is it that struck you?'" Now Matthew 27, beginning in verse 27. "Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put on a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they spit on him, and they took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink, mixed with gall, but when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. And then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put a charge against him, which read, 'This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.' And then the two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, 'You would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross.' So also the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him, saying, 'He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now if he desires him. For he said, I am the Son of God.' And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?' That is, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?' And some of the bystanders hearing it said, 'This man is calling Elijah.' And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, 'Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him.' And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs were also opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after this resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what had took place, they were filled with awe and said, 'Truly, this was the Son of God.'" Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come to you tonight reading from your word what our Savior faced that night, or that day and that night. And God, it's overwhelming to think of what an innocent man Jesus was, and yet he faced such a horrible crucifixion and death. And God, we know that he didn't do anything to deserve it, but God, he went in our place. He went and took the death and the punishment that we deserved, so that by faith in him, we can receive forgiveness of our sins. And so as we gather tonight, I pray that that would be our focus, that that would be our thoughts, that would fuel our worship and our praise. And when we hear your word tonight, that this would just cause us to worship and to be so thankful and grateful for what you have done for us in Christ and what he suffered in our place. Because I'm so thankful that this is not the end of the story, but yet it is a part of the story, a necessary part. And so may we focus in on that tonight and remember what Jesus took in our place. Bless this time now in this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please stand, church. I'm going to worship in the cross this evening.
The cross has a final word. The cross has a final word. Sorrow may come in the darkest night, but the cross has a final word. There's nothing stronger, nothing higher. for criminals and every Pharisee. You came for hypocrites, even one like me. You carried sin and shame, the guilt of every man, the weight of all I've done, nailed into your hands. For your love bled for me, oh, your blood in crimson streaks, oh, your death is hell's defeat, a cross sent to kill is my tasted it. It's running through my veins. I can't escape its drip. In you my soul is safe. You cover everything. Oh, your love bled for me. Oh, your
Thank you. extravagant. It doesn't make sense. We'll never comprehend the way you love us. It's unthinkable. Only heaven knows just how far.
Say you love.